Father, as always, I thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. And let that light shine in our hearts today, bringing peace, rest, and confidence in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. The Lord is the one that heals the bitter waters. It's the one that heals the broken hearts. And when we call him healer, we call him by his name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to be speaking today on obtaining a good report through faith. That's right. A good report through faith. You know, faith has to be my favorite subject, you know, and every time I get a chance, come back and just talk about faith, it's always a blessing first to me, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you as well. An encouragement room again this morning. Hallelujah. The faith that we have in the Lord is what carries us through situations, through thick and thin, and what have you that's going on. This is the victory, the Bible says in 1 John 5:4. The victory that overcomes the world, and overcomes things that will encounter while we are in this world, the faith that we have is what gives us that victory. Hallelujah. The shield of faith, so powerful. You know, Paul talked about the weapons of our warfare, and he begins to talk about putting on the full armor of God. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, stand, having done all, stand, be strong in the Lord, and so forth. Put on all these things. But he said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Why does he have to say above all to that one? I mean, there's so many things. You know, there's the helmet, there's the breastplate, there's the belt. You know, there your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of God. You know, you take the sword of the Spirit, and you take prayer. But he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, by which you will be able to quench all. Now, that's not some. That's all of the fiery darts that the enemy may throw at you. And he'll throw plenty. He will throw plenty from time to time. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, so we know that faith is so powerful. And even we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But let's talk about how we obtain a good report through faith. And this faith is so powerful. And the Lord tells us, don't even think about casting away your confidence. Your faith in the Lord, which has great recompense of reward. Let's start here at Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Now, the confidence comes through our faith in his word, knowing that he has never failed, knowing that he has come through for us in the past. I mean, we got a cloud of witnesses. In fact, the Bible says, you know, there are 24 elders that's around the throne. But they are witnesses. That's what they are. They say that, look, whole time we've been here, we've never seen him fail. Hallelujah. He is always always there to back up his word. So don't cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. The Lord will reward that confidence that you have in him. But you have need of patience. You know, patience. After that, you have done the will of God. You will inherit the promise. For yet a little while, and the Lord will come, and he will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. That's right. We don't live by sight, but we live by faith. Faith is the, our greatest possession that we have. Because by faith we can, you know, quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, can do all of these things. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. But talking about Hebrews 11, let's read how some people obtained a good report through faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's not even, something that you say, well, is abstract. No, it's a substance. Faith has a substance to it. You know, it is the very essence of things that we hope for. The evidence of things that we haven't yet seen. You haven't seen it, but you believe it in your heart, and that's faith. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now that's our lesson today. Obtaining a good report through faith. And many lessons and stories right here in this chapter of some of these elders who through faith obtained a good report. You know, you can read all their stories, but we're not going to read them all. But I want to jump here to verse 32 of this same chapter 11 of Hebrews chapter 11. And what more shall I say? I mean, he has talked about all the, you know, great, great patriarchs of faith, all the things that they have done, and so on and so forth. And then he concludes by saying, well, what more shall I say? There are plenty more to talk about. I mean, time will fail me, he said, to tell you of Gideon, tell you of Barak, tell you of Samson, to tell you of Jephthah, to tell you of David, to tell you of Samuel, and all the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises and also obtained a good report. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. I mean, all these things that happened to them, but through faith, they got the victory. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed valiant in flight. Turned to flight, armies of the aliens. Even women received their dead, raised again to life. And so on and so forth. He just goes on. You know, some of them were sun as thunder, tempted, slain with the sword, wandered, you know, and so forth. So even the world was not worthy of them, you know. And all these, this is the summary of it all. All these, verse 39, having obtained a good report through faith. Well, they did it too. They obtained a good report, but there is one special promise that God reserved at the end. All these things that these people did, still they did not obtain that special promise. They were looking for that city whose builder and maker is gone. They didn't quite get there, but they trusted in God. You know, they saw the promise afar off. Verse 13. They saw the promise afar off. They were persuaded of it. They embraced it. And they confessed it. And you know, I've taught lessons around Hebrews 11 and 13, the faith specs. You see the promise. That's the ask. You are persuaded of it. That's the P. You embrace it for the particular situation that you are in. That's the E. And then you confess the results. That's the C, before you even see it. You know, so when we see and are holding on to the promises of God, the end result is for us to obtain a good report. Now, what kind of report card is being written about you? The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, you know, not only was there a book that's called the Book of Life, but then there were other books, plural, that were opened, you know, and what is being written in those books as a section just for you, will the record that is contained in the books concerning you, you know, the Lord himself said, you know, the volume of the book is written of me. Well, in the volume of the books that will be opened in Revelation 20 and verse 12, when it comes to your section, how will it read? Will it read that by faith you obtained a good report? Hallelujah. By faith. Faith is the thing, you know, that gives us the good report. So what kind of report it's being written about us. Are we having patience through our trials? Well, let's read a few verses of scripture here to encourage us this morning. The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 12. Many scriptures that God wants to use to encourage us from time to time. He said we should be rejoicing in the hope of what's coming. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But while you are hoping for it, you'll be rejoicing, according to Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Rejoicing in the hope, you know, of the things that you are waiting for. Patient through the trials and so forth. Continuing instant in prayer. Glory to God. So we need to do that by faith and patience. That's also needed. In the book of Luke, chapter 21 and verse 13, the Lord brings the element, you know, of how patience will help us to get even the victory through hard times, even while we're waiting for the coming of the Lord, while we're waiting for the salvation of the Lord. The coming of the Lord is in many ways. The Lord is going to physically come. We see that in Acts chapter 1 verse 11. He's going to physically come like he was taken up again. But there are many comings of the Lord. There are many comings of the Lord. Many times the Lord will come. You know, he says, God shall come with salvation. You know, behold, thy God cometh. When he's coming and to, you know, when he was about to show up in your situation and show up for you, that's the coming of the Lord. Now, we're not talking about the rapture or the translation of the saints now, but I'm talking about in every situation that you face. My goodness, the Lord can come right there. You know, Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in a situation in that fire. And we saw that the angel of the Lord, and it looked like the Son of God to Nebuchadnezzar, you know, came and was right there with them. The Lord will come. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you comfortless. As a matter of fact, you know, in Luke chapter 18, he said all these things, you know, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But he said, look, the Lord, he will, your heavenly Father, he will come to you speedily. He will not tarry. Even though he tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry long. But he said, when the Son of Man shows up, Luke chapter 18, when he shows up in verse 8, will he find you still at the point of faith? When he shows up, will you still be believing and will you still be trusting the Lord. You know, so the Lord, you know, many things that we go through from time to time, but we must have, he said, Jesus said, Luke 21 and verse 19, in your patience, possess your souls, or possess your victory through your patience, and get that record of a good report, hallelujah, through your confidence. You know, there are many trials and testings that we go through in life. Jesus said, in the world, you'll face these things, but be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world on your behalf. And because I have done that, then you also will overcome. Glory to God. John chapter 16 and verse 33. But while we are waiting, what does the scripture say? How do we wait? Well, it says, patient in tribulation, rejoicing in hope. Habakkuk chapter 2. Let's read what the prophet said in verse 3 of Habakkuk chapter 2. Talking about, look, the vision may sometimes appear that it tarry. The victory may look like it is tarrying, but it will not tarry. It is for an appointed time, and at the right time, it shall speak. It will not lie. And even though it tarry, he said, wait for it. Habakkuk 2 and 3, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Now this, you can apply this to every situation. You know, little things in our life, big things in our life, the biggest event that is going to happen that we'll be waiting for since the first coming of the Lord, which is the Lord coming again for his saints. It's going to happen. You know, but before we get there, there are many things that we are going to face along the way, and we need to be obtaining a good report through each of those things by faith. In the book of James, chapter 5 and verse 7, we see another illustration here of our patience. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Well, this is that one coming of the Lord. But again, be patient for the coming of the Lord in any situation that you are in. He will come. He will come with salvation at his steps, and he will save. Hallelujah. That's what he does. But we need to be patient, and we need to wait for him. Now, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 10, we're told that if you faint in the day of adversity, then it means that your strength is little. If you faint in the day of adversity. Now, that means we will have the day of adversity. Yeah, adversity is when things don't look so good, when things don't look so bright. But if you give up, faint means give up. If you become weary, if you get discouraged, despondent, you know, and get into distress and all of that, then your faith is small. Your strength is small. But Jesus wants us to be strong and be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 tells us. You know, the Lord didn't always want people to not have faith. I mean, he wasn't always impressed when they didn't have faith. He was more impressed when they had tremendous faith. Even in the face of dire situations, when he had tremendous faith, he was always impressed. But he wasn't impressed when they didn't have faith. When the disciples were in the boat, and Jesus was in the back sleeping, and there was a tremendous storm that came up against them that looked like they were almost going to perish, tossed up and down, water coming into the boat and everything. And they were so afraid. Well, Jesus, when they woke him up, you know, what he said to them was, Why is it that you have no faith? Why are you afraid? Why is it that you have no faith? You know, are you telling me that I should have faith when my boat is being rocked and things are thrown upside, almost upside down? It looks like I'm going to perish. Yes. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, how come is this that you have no faith? Why, he said, are you so fearful? You know, why is it that you have no faith? And he rebuked the storm, but he also rebuked the disciples. You know, because Jesus expects us that even though the storm is blowing the boat up and down, sideways and everything, and it looks like it's going to capsize, it will not capsize because Jesus is in the boat. And not only that, because Jesus also already said, let us pass over to the other side. Now, has God given you a promise of health and healing? Oh, absolutely. Jesus gave a word that this sickness is not unto death in the case of Lazarus. And that's the word that he said. Whether even the man died or not, it's not going to make a difference, because what the Lord said is what will eventually happen. So the man apparently died. They buried him for 4 days. But because the word of the Lord already said, this sickness is not unto death, that word had to be fulfilled. Which means that death situation, even when the man was buried and all, the word of the Lord will reverse it. And the final result will be what God said anyway, which is what Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. You know, and sometimes, and the Lord gives the word like that. And the Lord showed that you are healed. He said, look, I've healed you already. I will not put any of these sickness on. But then you get the sickness. But then you get the trouble. Whereas the Lord already said, I mean, just think about it. Jesus said, the man is not going to, he said, this sickness is not going, I mean, it's not going to be unto death. That's what he said. And so, but then he died. And so the disciples might have been thinking, what thing is this? We thought you said this sickness is not unto death. But now the man is dead. But Jesus said, well, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there to the extent, and you know, that you might believe that the Son of Man had power even over death. Hallelujah. And even reverse that. So Jesus allowed that situation to get worse because of what he wanted to show them. You know, if he had gone immediately when they told him the man was sick, you know, he would have healed the man and the man would not have died. Even Martha said that. Mary herself said that. If you had been here when my brother was sick unto death, we know he would not have died. But now he's dead. And now you show up. But look, I tell you something. The word of the Lord will not fall to the ground. When the Lord has already shown that you have been healed, then you are healed. You know, even though there may be the sickness may come up and so forth like that, you are already healed. At the end of the day, the result will be exactly what God already said. So we must obtain a good report through faith. Well, book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9 tells us that there are many times that we receive witness of men. But if we receive the witness of men, then the witness of God is greater. So when we get an evil report, which is the report of men, then the witness of God is greater. The report that he has reported is that I am the Lord that healeth thee. The report that he has reported is that I am the Lord that will be with you even to the end of the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, David said, even when I am passing through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid, for two reasons. Well, because he's with me, and also because I already know that I'm just passing through. I already know I'm coming out on the other side. But more so, he's with me. And because he's with me, I have the confidence. You know, I have a confidence. A lot of people in the world, they go around with, powerful people, influential people, maybe even leaders, world leaders and things like that. They go around with, bodyguards and secret service detail and so on and so forth. And it kind of, that kind of stuff boosts their confidence. Well, when you are in your armored vehicle, when they are in their armored vehicle, their confidence is boosted because, you know, they have protection. When they have the secret service detail around them, their confidence is boosted. But ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is with you. Glory to God. You know, but sometimes because we don't see him physically, you know, we worry. But the Lord, he is with you. In fact, he's closer to you than your very breath. How then shall we obtain this good report? Well, one thing it means is you don't give up and you don't give in, no matter what you are facing. Hallelujah. What will your report be for the rest of 2023? What report is being written concerning you? Can it be said, you know, maybe at the end of this year, when we look back, can it be said, by faith, he obtained a good report. By faith, she obtained a good report. Can that be said of you? Hallelujah. Day to day, week to week, month to month, year after year, are you, through faith, obtaining a good report? Remember, the elders, by faith, they obtained a good report. Well, the word of the Lord is always tried. You know, so it is, yes, when the Lord said something, you know, it will be tried. When the Lord said, you know, I am the Lord that healeth thee, of course, I am the Lord that healeth thee, but that word will be tried. That word must be tried in your life. You know, because then how is it tried? Well, sickness will come. And when the Lord says, you know, you will be above and not beneath, how is that word going to be tried? Well, there'll be times you'll be knocked down and it seems as if you are beneath. The word of the Lord is always tried. And when that word is tried, then you, by faith, you come up through into victory. You know, you rise up into victory. As for God, the Bible says, his way is perfect. Psalm 18 and verse 30. As for the Lord, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, but he is a buckler to all those that trust in him through the process. Hallelujah. I added some of my own there. The word of the Lord is tried, but he is a buckler. I mean, he'll hold you up through the process. You know, Psalm 105 and verse 19, talking about the story of Joseph. The great things that he was shown in a vision or dream, the Lord didn't physically come to him and tell him. He saw a dream or vision, and he saw it more than once, of the great things that will happen in his life, you know, and all that. But the word of the Lord tried him. You know, everything went in the opposite direction of what that dream or those dreams said. It was supposed to be great. His brothers and everybody were supposed to bow down to him. Well, that's not what he looked like when he was in the pit. That's not what he looked like when they were carrying him. The Ishmaelites were carrying him away into Egypt. That's not what he looked like when he became a slave boy. That's not what it looked like when he was thrown into prison for a crime he did not commit, you know, and on and on. And that's not what it looked like when after, you know, the butler got his position back, and he said to him, please remember me, say a good word for me. That's not what it looked like 2 years later when he was still there. The man did not remember him. 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 17 months, 18 months, 19 months. That's not what it looked like. It looked nothing like what the Lord had showed him. And he seemed to be going deeper and deeper into problems. Even though the Lord said, you will rise into greatness. But what was all around him was all problems. One problem or the other. One thing or the other. Going in the complete opposite. But the counsel of the Lord in your life cannot be frustrated by any plans of the enemy. The counsel of the Lord for Joseph was that he will be great. And his brothers will bow down to him. And no matter how long it took, no matter what he passed through in between, it was going to come to pass anyway. And he did not cast away his confidence. You know, even when he had opportunity to deny his faith and his religious values, he wouldn't do it. You know, when the Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him, he wouldn't do it. You know, he could have said, well, you know, I'm out here in prison, I mean, slavery and everything. He didn't do it. Maintained his integrity. And year after year, things got worse and worse and worse. But one day, glory to God. Now, it was the word of the Lord that tried him also, according to Psalm 105 and verse 19. You say, well, the word of the Lord tried him. You say the word of the Lord tried him? Well, absolutely. You know, sometimes it looks like it is the devil that is buffeting us. But, you know, the Lord may be using that to try you and see if you will obtain a good report. Hallelujah. You know, what will your reaction be? What will your answer be when the opposite of what the Lord already showed appears to be what's going on? What will be your reaction? What will be your reaction? How will you respond? Will you obtain a good report by faith? Hallelujah. By faith, we are told that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that he who had promised was also able to perform. Well, it didn't look like it for many, many years. It didn't look like it when even his wife put pressure on him. And, you know, well, you know, sometimes, you know, that in the house, and then the man had to give in and so forth. But in his heart, he never let go of that promise. He knew that God, who was the one that had promised him, that was able also to perform. Well, let's read how Abraham got a good report. Hallelujah. So we're going to read it here in the book of Romans chapter 4. It gives a very good summary of how Abraham got a good report through faith. We are told here that, I mean, this lesson here is talking about circumcision versus uncircumcision and all of that. Talked about, you know, Abraham, when he was given the sign of the circumcision, you know, and all of that. He said he received the sign of the circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. He already had that faith, that he might be father of all them that believe. I'm reading Romans 4:11. Though they be not circumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And Abraham, being the father of circumcision to them who are not circumcised, I mean, not the circumcision only, but also to them who walk in the steps of that same faith of our father Abraham, which he had before he was even circumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was given to Abraham, or to his seed, you know, not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, then faith is made void, and the promise is of non-effect. But the promise will never be of non-effect as long as you believe it. You know. And he says, look, he says, it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. You know, not talking about Abraham. He believed that God was able to quicken the dead and that God can call those things which be not as though they are. Who against hope? Love this one. Against all odds and against hope. He believed in hope. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I mean, even when there was no hope, his wife kept getting older. I mean, 5 years passed, 10 years passed, 12 years passed, 15 years passed, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24 even. I mean, when is this thing going to be? Against all hope, he believed in hope. He might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. And being not weak in faith, he considered not even his own body now dead. You know, what does your body look like? What elements are in your body, you know, that are not according to the promise of health? Well, he said, he looked not at his own body. He walked not by sight. He considered not even the deadness of his wife's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. There was no, you know, up and down in his mind. It was dead serious and dead center. You know, it didn't look like it, but it was like that. In his heart, he held on to that promise. And he kept telling everybody, I will yet be father of nations. Change his name to prove it too. And being, you know, the Bible says he was staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was also able to perform. And therefore, he obtained a good report. That's how it was imputed to him for righteousness. And his name was etched among the hall of faith written in the book of Hebrews 11. And it's written in the books too. In the face of everything going contrary to what God already said for many, many years, he stood right there and believed God. Wherefore he also obtained a good report through his faith. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, let me freely speak unto you today of the grace that shall be revealed unto you at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not the translation, not the rapture, but at his appearing in your situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, you know, he told them, look, God will answer you speedily. And, you know, just hang in there and keep on believing. And he told many stories. He said, look, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was in that widow, I mean, that city a widow. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 3. Came to him and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by she weary me by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Will God not avenge you against, you know, the disease and the sickness that plague your body? Will God not avenge you against the situation that try to put your head down, pummel you down, even though God said you should be above and not beneath? And right now it looks like you are beneath, not even close to being above. Will God not avenge you in the days when it looks like you sit in darkness and there is no light? You know, didn't God say that you will be the light? And that he that, didn't Jesus say it in John chapter 8 and verse 12, that he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, But you are in the days of darkness, and it seems that his voice is nowhere. You know, shall the Lord not avenge you in those days? Will he not come and make his word to come to pass? Shall not his great be brought unto you in that situation? Well, Jesus said, I tell you what, that he will avenge you speedily. Because you're crying unto him day and night, even though he looks like he bear along with you. He said, look, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. But here is the catcher. Nevertheless, you know, he's talking about, you know, God resolving whatever situation you have. Just like this woman went to this church and was doing this thing. This is the story that Jesus is talking about. So don't just think he's talking about the rapture here. He said, look, nevertheless, when he shows up, will you still find you at the point of faith? Or would you have packed it in, giving up on yourself and giving up on the Lord? No. By faith, you will obtain a good report. Hallelujah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our lesson today. A brief lesson for us to know that, look, even in the face of all odds, we can, through faith, obtain a good report. Even if you had previously obtained an evil report of man, if you receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. Which witness? God himself will write in his own book that through your faith, you got a good report. Through your faith, you got the victory. Well, there's no reason for us to have faith for what we have already seen. You know, faith is what we have not yet seen. It is the evidence of things that we are hoping for. You know, it is the substance of what we hope for, rather, but the evidence of what we have not seen. But if you already see it, then it's not faith. You know, if I have this, my phone in my hand right now that I'm using, you know, there is no faith for me to believe that this phone will be in my hand. It's already in my hand. I'm using it. You know, so but faith is not what we already have. Faith is what you don't have right now, but which you know you will have because the Lord said so. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know how else I can say it. You know, if I can slice your heart open, slice your head open and put this thing in there, I don't know how else I can do it. Faith is what you don't have right now, but which the Lord already said you will have, and you know you will have it. That's faith. But if you already have it, there's no need for faith because you have it. Why should a man, you know, have faith in something he already has? Why should you have hope in something that's already right there? These things are not necessary if it's already there, but that, you know, that we might have a strong consolation, that we might not cast away our confidence. The Lord may allow certain things and he'll just step back and see how you will react. Glory to God. And he can say, you know, well, I know of him and I know of her that he will stand with my word. She will believe to the end. And then he will say to one of those angels that excel in strength, go down there and make sure what he's believing for, go down there and make sure that what she's believing for, it is exactly like that. Do whatever it takes. Glory to God. He will give his angels charge over you. We see a story where he said, who will go down there to persuade this Ahab to fall at Ramoth Gilead? Well, I see a scenario also in which the Lord said, you know, who will go down there, you know, to make sure what this my son and this my daughter, what they are believing for, will come to pass, and the angels will jump up. They want to be the one. They want to be the bearer of that good news. Now come back to the Lord and say, it is well. They say, well, how went the mission? Not that the Lord needs any help, but the Lord likes to give those angels things to do. But they are ministering spirits on our behalf. So he sent them forth, and they come and report. Say, well, I've walked to and fro, and all is at rest concerning your son, such and such. All is at rest concerning your daughter, such and such. I bring you a good report. And the Lord said, well done. Hallelujah. And then send them on another thing. Glory to God. You know, that's how it works. You know, and the Lord is watching over his word, you know, to make sure that what you are believing comes to pass. But you will obtain it through faith. And at the end of the day, may it be said of you that by faith you obtained that good report. Now let me pray. Lord God Almighty, I pray for everyone that's in the room with us right now, who may have one situation or another. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that by faith they will obtain a good report. Hallelujah. By faith, he said, they subdued kingdoms. By faith, they wrought righteousness. By faith, they stopped the mouth of lions. By faith, they quenched the violence of fire. By faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. Glory to God. By faith, they got their victory in the wherever situation that they were at because of their faith in the Lord. Cast not therefore away your confidence and your faith, which brings you great recompense of reward. And what is our confidence? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that when we ask anything according to his will, especially according to what he has already said or shown us, then we know that we are on the path to receiving that which we are hoping for. And because he's hearing us, we know he's orchestrating something, and we shall receive the end of our faith, which is the result that we are hoping for. To God be the glory. May the Lord encourage everyone that's in the room today. Whatever you face, whatever comes down the road today or any other day, stand fast, therefore, in this confidence that through your faith, even your comprehensive faith in the Word of God, you can obtain the victory. And this is the faith, the victory that you have is what overcomes any situation, according to 1 John 5 and 4. And the Lord is writing a good report for you. And it is well, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.